Unit 9, page 84, reading, exercise 5.
The perfect job? What would you choose as the perfect job? Here are three that could be on your list. Movie madness. For all big movie fans out there, this is the dream job. Most people pay to watch movies, but in this job, you are paid to watch TV series and movies. Around 30 people are employed by Netflix to watch Netflix content. They are required to binge-watch the latest movies and TV series on the platform and tag them with a few words. So, how does that work? And why is it done? Words to describe each movie or TV series are entered into the system. This is done so that Netflix users can search for content more easily. For example, in the sci-fi category, the tags include future and planets. The release date of the movie, the language, the director, and actors in the movie are also included. How do you become a Netflix tagger? Well, first you need to have worked in the movie or TV industry for 5 years. You also need to specialize in a movie genre, for example, comedy, horror, or teen movies. Then there is a very difficult interview for the job. All Netflix taggers must have an excellent knowledge of movies and TV. Only daredevils need apply. Are you scared of heights? Then this is not the job for you. But if you are very brave and love rock climbing, then cleaning the windows of really tall skyscrapers is the perfect job for you. There is some on-the-job training to clean the windows. The cleaners are taught to abseil down from the top of the buildings. That means they move down the outside of the windows held by a rope around their bodies. Imagine cleaning the windows of the famous London Gherkin. It's 180 meters tall and 40 stories high. It was designed by a very famous English architect, and it was built in the 2000s. Cleaners abseil down to the 35th floor. Below the 35th floor, the cleaners can work in a traditional cradle. It takes 9 of them 10 days to clean the whole building. Cleaners don't work on days when the winds are too strong. And guess what? The Gherkin is cleaned with soap and water. Where do the cleaners go for lunch? Well, lunch breaks aren't taken in a coffee shop. They are taken sitting at the top of the 40-story building. Imagine that amazing view every day. Pet psychologist. If you love animals, this could be the dream job for you. The pay is good, too. You can earn between $32,000 and $90,000 per year. The job is to study animal behavior and help owners discover the causes of their pets' problems. To work as a pet psychologist, you need to have a degree in veterinary science or zoology. You also need experience of working with animals, for example, at a vet clinic or at a zoo. So, how is the job done? First, they talk to the owner to find out about the problem with the pet. For example, it may run after cars or bark too loudly. Then the animal is observed by the psychologist, and afterwards, once the pet psychologist discovers the causes of the pet's problems, the owners are given advice about how to help their pets.